This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Afghan government forces continued Wednesday to lose key cities, bases, arms, and equipment to the Taliban. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Three more Afghan provincial capitals have fallen, along with an Army Corps base, weapons, and equipment to the Taliban, which now controls some two-thirds of the country. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby isn't saying if the U.S. has stepped up evacuations of Afghans.
We're focused on the security situation that we face now, which, again, we've acknowledged is deteriorating. We are certainly mindful of the advances that the Taliban have made.
A U.S. defense official says the capital, Kabul, could come under pressure within 30 days. And if things don't change, the Taliban could gain full control of the country within a few months. I'm Tim McGuire.
Algeria has declared 3 days of national mourning for victims of several wildfires in the north of the country that have killed scores of people, including soldiers deployed to help firefighters. Reuters' Gloria So has more.
Dozens of fires have raged across northern Algeria since Monday night, which the government has blamed on arsonists without providing more details on the allegations. Several homes have been left burning as families escape to hotels, youth hostels, and university residences. Residents have tried to smother burning patches with tree branches or hurled water from plastic containers in a desperate attempt to extinguish the fire. The Algerian Interior Minister said firefighters and the army were still trying to contain the blazes, though dense smoke has hampered their visibility. He has vowed to compensate those affected by the blazes.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Amnesty International says that dozens of women have described shocking sexual assaults by Ethiopian soldiers and allied forces in the country's Tigray conflict. The report says rape was intended to humiliate both the women and their Tigrayan ethnic group. Amnesty International Senior Crisis Advisor Donatella Rovera is the author of the report.
I'm afraid the abuses are just going to continue, and the horror that these women and girls have been subjected is just cannot be allowed to continue.
The Amnesty report calls for accountability for the sexual violence during the conflict, saying rape and sexual slavery constitute war crimes. Ethiopia's government has not responded to that report. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it wants all pregnant women to get vaccinated against COVID-19, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The CDC recommendation echoes recent guidance from top obstetrician groups and comes as hospitals in coronavirus hotspots around the country are seeing greater numbers of unvaccinated mothers-to-be seriously ill with the virus. Expectant women run a higher risk of severe illness and pregnancy complications from COVID-19, including miscarriages and stillbirths. But CDC data show their vaccination rates are low, with only about 23% having received at least one dose. The agency had previously encouraged pregnant women to consider vaccination, but CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky now says it has never been more urgent. I'm Ben Thomas.
In the face of increased infections with the Delta variant of the coronavirus, some state governors moved Wednesday to make sure that children in schools and the people who teach and work with them would be safe. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced that his state would require all teachers and staff to get vaccinated or undergo weekly COVID testing. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown announced that beginning Friday, everyone who is 5 years old or older in her state, regardless of vaccination status, would be required to wear masks in indoor public spaces.
And I needed to make a decision to preserve our hospital bed capacity and ensure that we have adequate staffing to take care of people who need emergent care.
Both states have seen a troubling surge in COVID-19 infections because of the Delta variant, which represents the vast majority of new cases. It has affected children more than previous strains of the virus. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.